You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The proposed STEAM school in the old Syracuse Central High School building cleared its first major hurdle last week when state lawmakers approved the plan. The Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math School is a collaboration between the city, county, and area school districts. County Executive Ryan McMahon says the state legislation was critical for it to move forward, even if it's a bit of an unknown.
It's new. It's never been done. So getting that through Albany, we really needed champions, and we had some, so we really appreciate that. But now the ball's back in our court, and we're going to get the job done.
McMahon credits the Central New York delegation of state senators and assembly members for making the case to their colleagues. Earlier this spring, Senator Rachel May hosted a visit by Majority Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins at the former high school, where she promised her support. McMahon says the school is needed to provide the curriculum students will need to compete in the local job market.
Our businesses are begging us for this. They need the workforce, and they need it now. And this will help us create that workforce pipeline so that companies can stay here, they can grow here, because they know the employees are going to be ready here.
Now that they have permission from the state, McMahon says it's time to work on a financing plan. That will require approval from county lawmakers, but he says they seem committed to the project.
There's still some more steps in the process, but our legislature here locally gave us a memorializing home rule message to go to the state, so we know that the support's there if we put forward a good, responsible plan.
The STEAM school is part of a larger vision called Syracuse Surge to redevelop the south side of downtown. The school is set to be introduced for the 2021-2022 school year. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.